Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa's poultry industry is bracing for a potential new bird flu outbreak, with migrating wild birds from Europe posing a serious threat. This is not something we can afford to take lightly, according to the South African Poultry Association. It's urging immediate action to prevent a disaster. The association stressing that vaccination is key, warning that without it, the country could once again face a devastating loss from this virus. It is a serious situation. I'm in conversation now with Isaac Breitenbach, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the association. Isaac, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. What's your big worry here?
Jeremy, our traditional methods of controlling the disease is not working. We have a widespread avian influenza in Europe, and the normal biosecurity procedures and culling protocols are not working for them. We see a similar pattern in the US, and obviously, as you've said, with wild birds migrating to South Africa, the threat is that the virus will come to South Africa and the normal practices won't work. And therefore, we need to look at vaccination.
So, Isaac, why are the normal practices not working, and how easy is it to spread once it arrives in the country?
It's about how resistant the disease or the virus is to heat and humidity. And what we found with the virus is that the virus is quite hardy, and therefore it can be transferred by wind. And therefore, it makes it a lot more difficult to control compared to a virus that's very weak and dies easily.
Just remind us how big the poultry industry is in this country. If I'm not mistaken, the second largest agricultural sector. Am I right?
You're correct. The industry is big, and it's a growing industry. We have increased our total value of the industry from 65 billion rand last year to 72 billion this year. The industry growing. We're employing in the region of 50,000 people in the industry. And as you've said, we're the second biggest agricultural industry in South Africa, and a material one in terms of food security, specifically protein security.
What lessons did we learn from the last outbreak, which I think was in 2023?
Correct. We had avian influenza in 2023. We had two viruses. We had the H5 virus in two incidents in the Western Cape. We could control that by culling the birds. But we had the H7 virus that spread like wildfire through Gauteng mainly. 90% of the birds were culled in Gauteng at the time. 30% of the total amount of birds that we own were either died of the disease or were culled during the 2023 outbreak. And it cost the industry 9.5 billion rand. So it was a massive impact on the industry, but also on food security, and also the consumer felt it in their pockets with increases in meat prices and commercial egg prices.
Let me focus on vaccines. And again, correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is that there are three vaccines for the H5 strain that have been approved, but you're still waiting for more approval for an H7 vaccine that would need to clear regulatory hurdles. What's the problem there?
The problem, you correctly said, we've got the three H5 vaccines registered, ready for us to use. But the H7 virus, Department of Agriculture, I think it is, decided that it needs to go through the full testing protocol. And therefore, that is delayed quite significantly. The vaccines are tested in labs, and then secondly tested on live birds in labs, and then thirdly tested on live birds outside of labs. And that process needs to take place, and that's going to take another year.
Would the H5 vaccines assist should the latest strain arrive in South Africa, or are we very vulnerable in that respect?
No, the strain currently causing trouble around the world is the H5 strain. We've got three vaccines that's effective against that particular strain, and that's the most likely strain that will come to South Africa. So if the Department of Agriculture allows us to vaccinate, and remember this is a controlled disease, controlled by Department of Agriculture, then we can start vaccinating the birds with the H5, and that will be effective against the H5 strain of avian influenza.
And I imagine that is a massive logistical exercise. You can tell me about how that would be done, but also, do we have enough vaccine in this country?
Vaccine volume is not a problem whatsoever. We can get the vaccine. As you rightly said, logistically, it's quite a big exercise. We used to vaccinating chickens, and this will imply that we vaccinate each and every chicken a day old with a needle, which we continuously do. So that's not a problem. But we will have to vaccinate all the birds in the country, and that will probably take us another year if we start vaccinating today.
So just in terms of the economic fallout, should the worst case scenario be realized, it would have a massive impact on price and availability.
Absolutely. We've averted a crisis in 2023 by importing 285 million hatching eggs from all over the world to substitute the eggs that we've lost due to the avian influenza. If it wasn't for that, we would have had a 30% shortage in chicken meat in the country, and probably 30 to 40% shortage of commercial layer birds in the country. Now, we averted a crisis at that time. If we get avian influenza now, there is no guarantee that we will have that volume of eggs again available to be imported into South Africa. And if that does happen, we're going to see meat shortages and high chicken meat prices.
And it's like, aside from the vaccination and the flu, or the flu crisis, the potential flu crisis, you also have ongoing concerns about import rebates.
We do. The import rebates was given in response to the avian influenza outbreak. At the time, Minister Patel was concerned that prices would increase because he saw the 30% shortage of chicken, 30% of the birds culled, and therefore he was concerned about chicken meat prices. And he gave a rebate on imports to stimulate imports, but also to give the low cost imports, including the rebate, through to consumers. Now, that didn't happen. The consumers paid normal price for the rebate of chicken. But what the rebate of chicken did was it increased imports, and at a time when the industry was really on its knees, it gave it another blow by stimulating imports.
And let me just circle back to the vaccination issue in conclusion. Before you can start vaccination, I understand, farms have got to get official sanction. You're waiting on Minister Steenhuisen's office for approval, or at least for guidance, aren't you?
We are. This is a controlled disease. We've only got two controlled diseases in the country, of which influenza is one. That means that the Department of Agriculture control the disease. So they control. We can't just blanket vaccinate. We need to apply to get permission to vaccinate. And the permission will only be given once we comply with certain biosecurity rules set out by the Department of Agriculture. And we need to do certain monitoring or sampling of bloods to determine or to ensure that we don't have the disease amongst vaccinated flocks to satisfy the Department of Agriculture. Now, the Department of Agriculture set these standards of biosecurity so high that we haven't yet got one farm that was able to comply with these stringent requirements, and that's preventing us from vaccinating. In the meantime, we've asked Mr. Steenhuisen's office to intervene, because we are not compensated for birds culled, neither are we allowed to vaccinate because of the very high standards set. So that's a concern, and we hope to hear back from Minister Steenhuisen this week or next week.
Isaac Breitenbach, thank you very much indeed, the Chief Executive Officer of the SA Poultry Association.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.